It's time now for Focus on the Foothills, a program exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Now here's your host for Focus on the Foothills, Angela Henley.
And good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in for Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. Today I'm talking with Pastor Robert Duncan about the Foothills Christian College and Seminary. And Pastor Duncan, it is good to have you back with us on the program today, sir.
Angela, good to be with you again.
And now you have just finished up a semester of courses, is that right?
Correct.
Back before Christmas?
Yes, right before Christmas. And looking forward to our spring semester starting in January, January 14th.
Now, the registration for the upcoming semester, is that going on right now?
Yes. And people can come January 14th, that first night, and register that very night, but they can register beforehand.
Now, Pastor, is this something just for preachers, or can anyone take part in these classes that are offered at Foothills?
It's for everybody. And I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, people, lay people in churches can come and take a class and be under some great teachers like Dr. Whipple and everything and audit the class, not have to take any tests, but just learn and everything. But it is also for preachers, and they can get a degree and everything. But a lot of people can come and try. We've had this happen where people just come and audit a class, and then they like it, and then they start coming back.
So is there a minimum or a maximum amount of classes that you can take each semester?
You can take just one class, or you can take on Tuesday nights when our classes are offered and Thursday night. You know, you can take like two classes on Tuesday night, two classes on Thursday night.
Right.
And but there's four classes offered Tuesday night most of the time this way and four classes on Thursday night.
So during the semester, all the classes are on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
Yes.
And they're evening classes?
Evening classes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you can get a degree through Foothills Christian College?
Yes.
All right. Now, let's talk about the upcoming spring semester. And again, that starts on January 14th, runs through May 3rd. So what are some of the classes that we're talking about that will be starting up in January?
Biblical preaching is one of the classes that will be in January. Dr. Steve Matthews will be the teacher of that. Another good class, I'm looking down here, Principles and Practices of Discipleship by Charlie Whipple. That's going to be a good class. And that class, Angela, can be for anybody, especially, you know, lay people. And, you know, we so many times don't do enough discipleship after we reach people, you know, and they accept Christ. We need that discipleship and all. And that's going to be a great class I'm excited about. The Book of Romans, the study of Romans, Steve Matthews will be teaching that one. Also, Christian Missions is a new class. And Steve Googe, our director of missions, will be teaching that. The Brushy Mountain Association will be teaching that this year.
So there is a whole list of classes then that will be taught. And I see that Reverend Jeff Blackburn will be doing a youth ministry, intro to youth ministry class. And, you're mentioning the discipleship there. That is my husband has mentioned that a lot in his preaching. He said, we just do not do enough discipleship anymore. This is a basic thing from the Bible, from Bible teaching, but we sometimes skip over that. And so you have a class addressing that this semester.
Yes, we do. Yes. And it will start January 14th. So look forward to that and hope we'll have a lot of people sign up. School's going well and now just offering classes at night. It's really going well.
Now, so this is really good for folks who work during the day so that they can come and take classes at night. And since it's only two nights a week, it doesn't really dominate their time, so they can actually increase their knowledge and get a degree, and it's a very convenient way to do it.
Yes, yes. And the first class, like on Tuesday night, will start at 6 o'clock and go to like 7:15, and then the second class of that night will be 7:30 to 8:45.
All right, so you're not out too late either then taking the classes.
Correct, yes.
Now, how can you sign up? Do you have to physically come to the Foothills Christian College? Can you do this online, by phone? How are some of the ways that you can sign up?
You can do it by phone or online, or come by the school. Like I say, a lot of the students that are coming back since, you know, they've been coming for, you know, several years or something, they just show up that first night and register that night on the 14th. That's fine. But I would encourage, you know, to touch with Brooke there at the school and call her by phone at least, or go by there especially if you're taking your first class, and contact and talk and ask any questions you might have. Also, Angela, we do have online classes now, and Steve Matthews is teaching an online class, Ministry in the Local Church is the title. And also, Jeff Blackburn's teaching online, like you just said, Introduction to Youth Ministry. And those are online classes. So that's nice, too, for people to be able to do that right in their own home.
Right. So this could be done then according to your schedule, not necessarily just 2 nights a week, but whenever you're able to do the classes when you're doing them online.
Yes.
Now, for folks maybe that have thought about doing this, Pastor, and they think, you know, I would like to take classes sometimes, but, you know, I don't know. I've been out of school for a long time, and I don't know, you know, if I would fit in, if it would work, if I would enjoy the classes, or maybe they have some apprehensions that I haven't even mentioned. Can they come by the school and talk to the staff there and maybe do a tour and find out more information?
Oh, we'd love for them to come by. And we're just getting more rooms fixed up nice, and the cafeteria is fixed up nice now, and the gymnasium. We'd love for people to stop by and see our secretary there at the office, Brooke, and she would be glad to give them a tour and answer questions about the school and classes they can take. And Dr. Whipple's there a lot, and you can maybe see him. And he's one of the teachers that's been with us the whole time we started the school, and he does such a good job teaching classes. And I'd encourage everybody, if they haven't taken a class under Dr. Whipple yet, try one class, and I promise you, you'll be so blessed.
How important is this, or what kind of a blessing is this for Wilkes County to have Foothills Christian College?
Angela, I think it's so great. I'm a pastor, you know, and I moved away from here to go to seminary and go to school. It's so nice to have. I wish something like this was here when I answered a call to preach and could have got training here and stayed here and home, you know. And so with, you know, cost of moving now and go to a seminary, it's very costly, you know. And somebody could just go right here and live in their own home. It's so nice to have this right here for our preachers in the county, but also for, you know, lay people, for church people just to come. A Sunday school teacher could come and just help their, you know, learn more themselves by coming to the class.
Can you ever learn enough about the Bible, Pastor?
Never can. And one thing I learned out of seminary is that, you need to be planning to go to school the rest of your life, at least by reading books or, you know, getting things checked out or something, because we all continually need to learn.
You know, I was sitting here thinking about the different ministries, and here in Wilkes County, we make jokes about this as God's country, but I believe it really is. And there are so many different kinds of ministries. I mean, we have the pastors of churches. Well, then there are youth ministries. There are so many music ministries and groups, and even these groups who just have a song ministry. Taking classes could help them present the gospel better and more clearly, I would believe.
Oh, yes, yes. And they're just going to enjoy so much to sit in a classroom, the classroom setting of hearing a good professor teach, and then have the interaction between the students, and especially if you audit a class, you don't have to worry about testing. I know that would be a fear of somebody that hadn't been in school for years, and I can take a test, you know, now. It's been
right.
So many years since I've been out of school. Well, you don't have to take any tests. You just come in and take notes and listen, and you just enjoy the class so much that way.
Now, as far as signing up for the classes and coming, are there textbooks and materials that will need to be purchased? How does that work?
Yes, once you come to registration, they will tell you, and most of the time the teacher or professor will let you know that first class, the books you need to get, and Brooke can tell you, too, the books that's going to be available that you can get for that class. About every class would have at least one book to use, maybe two, for the class.
And, of course, then you'll need a notebook and to take notes in the class.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, we are talking with Pastor Robert Duncan about the Foothills Christian College and Seminary that's right here in Wilkesboro. In fact, just within spitting distance from the radio station, and about the classes being offered the upcoming spring semester. We want to talk more about the classes and some changes there on the campus coming up after this on Focus on the Foothills.
Isn't it nice to know that Wilkes Family Pharmacy is there to help your family through the cold and flu season? At Wilkes Family Pharmacy, you'll find decongestants and inhalers to keep breathing passages open, cough syrup and lozenges, soft tissues for runny noses. Owner pharmacist Don Minas can fill all your prescriptions quickly and accurately. Wilkes Family Pharmacy is in the Food Lion Shopping Center in Wilkesboro. Visit them online at wilksfamilypharmacy.com. Hometown service, for hometown people.
It is the sale you've been waiting for. The big annual year-end sale at Better Homes Furniture, December 27th, 28th, and 29th. The big sale 9 to 5 each day. Save up to 50% or more on most items store-wide and choose from name brands such as Lazy Boy, Serta, Vaughn Bassett, and much more. Choose furniture for every room in the home at these great sale prices, and special orders can be taken at the sale price too. Delivery available or haul it yourself and save. Better Homes Furniture Company, family owned and operated since 1943. Don't forget the big sale dates, the 27th through the 29th at Better Homes Furniture, 527 East Main Street in North Wilkesboro. We honor our name with our service.
Experience.
We've got over 25 years in the pest control business, so if bugs are bugging you, here's what you should do. Call our friends at Quality Control at 667-5050. They offer commercial, residential, and industrial pest control service with monthly or quarterly service. Call 667-5050 for Quality Control. Just a reminder that Woodhaven Family Restaurant will be open on New Year's Day with the traditional menu. Check out some of their everyday special items like pan-fried chicken, beef tips, sautéed shrimp, and stir-fried veggies over rice with beef tips or chicken. Still serving Friday and Saturday night fish specials. And on Thursday night, it's the pasta bar or all-you-can-eat peel-it shrimp at Woodhaven Family Restaurant, West D Street in North Wilkesboro. Everyone at Woodhaven wishes you and your family a very happy New Year. Call them for takeout, 667-6201.
And welcome back to Focus on the Foothills. Again, I'm speaking with Pastor Robert Duncan. We're talking about Foothills Christian College and Seminary. And again, this is right here in Wilkesboro. In fact, it's right up the road from the radio station here. And it used to be, Pastor, years ago, Wilkes Central High School. Is that right?
That's right. Yes, that's where I went to school.
And I know we were talking off the air there during the break that some folks who went to Wilkes Central and graduated from there, where the college is now, have come by and said, you know, can I just walk through and do a tour?
Yes, I was talking to Dr. Whipple earlier this morning and how that people, two men came years ago. They attended there when it was, you know, Wilkes Central. And just to walk through the halls and see the place fixed up nice just really got them all choked up, you know.
Yeah.
And I was real thrilled to see the school was still there, you know. And I think it started around 1952, Wilkes Central. And, of course, we were in the 70s when we were going to school there and all. And we're hoping to have an open house night for long because we fixed that gymnasium up. Angela, it is beautiful, the new floors, and sanded the floors down and got them so pretty. And it's just a beautiful gymnasium with a nice stage and everything. And hoping the county can use that gym at different functions and all. But real soon, we're planning to we'll advertise with y'all and let you tell all about it, that we're going to have an open house night where people can come see the gym. We fixed up the cafeteria, of course, the classrooms, the hallways, and just have an awareness night or open house night where people especially cater to those Wilkes Central graduates from way back.
Now, I know that for years, that facility there was empty, and Mary Doris was talking to you downstairs before we went on the air about, you know, she and I would walk just to get some exercise, and we'd walk around that building. I thought it was such a shame for that beautiful facility to be there and just standing vacant. So to me, it's thrilling to have something in there, but something like this, especially the Foothills Christian College. And again, you mentioned about the gymnasium and the cafeteria. You have done some refurbishing or revamping there on both of those facilities, right?
Right. And both of those, we're just excited for people to come and see those, especially the gym. And I just say the gym's going to be as nice as any facility in the county to play basketball, of course, but also to have, you know, a banquet of some kind a church could have and think of seat 1,000 people easy.
Right.
And the stage is so high and very nice that people could see all over the building. People on the stage. It'd be good for a concert. It'd be good for get a famous preacher in here to come. And it's just going to be a great thing for our county.
Now, I know you were talking beforehand. You said that you could, the stage is so high and it's so large, you could have someone up there, singers or whatever, and you could have at least 1,000 people in there and have no problem seeing the stage.
Yeah, the person on the back, you know, row of chairs could see fine because the stage is up high and it's a nice facility, and we're just excited. And people out there listening today, please, when you hear about us having the open house, we'll have free refreshments that night, please try to come if you can and see how nice it is now. Of course, you can drop by on your own. Just drop by lunch hour or something and go in the office, see Brooke, and she'll be glad to show you, you know, just come by.
Yeah, I was all excited a few minutes ago when he was talking about it, and I said, can I just come by and see it? I just want to come in. Of course, I didn't go to Wilk Central, but I would like to see it fixed up. When 3WC first started, I think that's after our first year, for our first year anniversary, we were there at the gym, so that would have been the older gym, and had a concert there with the Florida Boys. So I would love to see it now that you have got it fixed up and new floors, and you said you'd done new painting and fixed the ceiling and everything.
Yes, the painting, the floor. Everything. It just looks brand new. It really does. And if you're listening out there today and you're a Wilk Central graduate, you know, and you could help me get in touch with the Wilk Central people that still live here in this county, please let me know. Call me at Oakwoods Baptist Church and get in touch with me because we're going to need some help. We really want to really cater to the 50s, 60s, and 70s, the people that went there in high school then.
Right. And, well, that'll be so neat. And just a wonderful facility to have here in Wilkesboro, in Wilkes County, and for folks to be able to use for years to come, I'm sure is what you're hoping for.
Yes, we're hoping so, and I'm really thankful for all the workers and all this help and the businesses that helped to fix this up and all, and individuals has donated to it and everything, and churches, and we're hoping to get more churches to use the facilities, and it's so good for the churches to have because I know my church doesn't have a gymnasium or a family life center, so it's so nice to be able to take, you know, and rent or just, you know, check, get the gym scheduled and go over for a night of basketball, my whole church, you know, and have a good night. So it's a good thing for the churches as well as all the organizations in the county to use.
Well, so I guess if you were ever thinking, gee, I wish my church had a family life center, or I wish we had a gymnasium or a large enough facility to do this, this, or this, then call the folks at Foothills Christian College and see if the gym is appropriate for, you know, what you're planning. And again, Pastor, one of the main reasons that you're here today is to talk about the upcoming spring semester, and they can register for that now.
Yes. Yeah, just call or get on foothillschristiancollege.org, and you can do it that way, or call the school 667-6145, and, you know, Brooke will be glad to help you register even over the phone. Let me just read over real quick one more time. The courses will be offered starting January 14th. Biblical Preaching, Introduction to Biblical Languages, Christian Missions, Romans, Biblical Theology, Principles and Practices of Discipleship, and Introduction to Youth Ministry. And so that's the ones that will be offered in January.
And then also online classes as well?
Yes. A Ministry in the Local Church by Steve Matthews, and also Introduction to Youth Ministry by Jeff Blackburn online.
All right. So all of these classes then available. And again, you can find out more online. You can call them. You can stop by and see them. Give us the physical address of the college for folks who may not know where the old Wilk Central High School or the Woodward Middle School was. What is the physical address?
It's 400 Winston Street. As you said, it's just right behind 3WC here, the old Wilk Central and the old Woodward School. It was Woodward for several years,
right,
also, and that's where it is. And you go right in the front door there, and the office is right there.
And again, if people wanted to come by just to speak with some of the staff to find out more about what they can expect during these classes, if they want to show up in person to sign up, you can do all of that there at the school, right?
At the school, right there. Another thing I just thought about, we're trying to get different board members to go around to the churches. So if you're a pastor out there or a church that would like to have somebody come to your church and take just a moment or two and get, leave some literature about the school, let us know. We'd love to. We've already got arranged a place to go in January, a couple places and all, and we'd love to go to the churches and share just a few minutes in their, you know, Sunday morning service about the school.
And, again, the classes that are being taught, these are evening classes on Tuesdays and Thursday nights.
Correct.
And then, of course, the online classes, that would just be, that would be around your schedule. But, again, very convenient on Tuesday and Thursday evening. If you work during the day, you can still take these classes. And you can audit them if you don't want to, if you're not trying to get a degree or whatever, you can just audit one class. Just want to do one class or two classes or whatever.
Right. And I encourage everybody to try audit at least one class and see how they like it.
Right.
And it's very inexpensive to do that. And of course, they're going to start liking it. If they do, they can, you know, go ahead and get credit if they want to a degree.
Right. And again, if you want to come by and get a sneak look at the brand new gym, you can do that too.
You can. Amen.
All right.
Yes.
Pastor Duncan, what is the number there at Foothills Christian College?
667-6145.
667-6145.
Correct.
And it's the website again?
FoothillsChristianCollege.org.
FoothillsChristianCollege.org. It's Foothills Christian College and Seminary, and right there on Winston Street, just as the pastor said, right behind the radio station. Spring semester starts January 14th. You can register now, or some folks wait and show up on the first night of classes to register. You can do that, too. A lot of great classes taught at the school, some online classes also, and we encourage you to stop by and tour the facility to find out more and definitely to sign up for some classes. Pastor, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Angela.
And it is a joy to have you and a blessing to have Foothills Christian College here in Wilkes County. All right. This has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, a check on that weather forecast.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Focus on the Foothills here on Hometown Christian Radio, a program aired each Thursday at 105, exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Be sure and join us next week for another edition of Focus on the Foothills on Hometown Christian Radio.